We're in the middle of Siman Lamed. We're up to Siv Gimel. Just to recap what we said in Aleph and Bay is that really, Me'ikar Adin, one is permitted to put his tefillin on at night, but the minig is, and min Isser Derabbanan, to wear the tefillin too much at night because we're afraid a person will fall asleep with them. It's really almost a double gzeir because we're afraid Shema Yishan and Shema Yafiach Behen once he's sleeping. Otherwise, it's not considered a double gzeir. It's considered a regular gzeir. But in the end of the day, it's important to keep this in mind for the next halacha. Siv Gimel. Ayarotze Lotzeis Laderech Bahashkama. Person needs to, or he wants to, leave very early from his house to go on a trip. So what should he do about his tefillin? We're talking about a person who wakes up before Alos HaShachar, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph. And he's not going to have an opportunity one way or the other. He's not going to be able to put on his tefillin later. So what should he do? Manicham, he should put them on while he's still at home, before he leaves for the trip. U'kashiyagia zmanon yimashmesh bahem vivarech. And then when the zman of Mishiyakir Eschavero, Mishiyir Eschavero, comes along, person should touch his tefillin, he should hold on to them, move them around a little bit, and he should then make the bracha at that point. Because the whole reason you're not allowed to wear them at night is we're afraid a person is going to fall asleep with his tefillin on. But we don't have this chashash, kevan shehishkim v'yatzal aderech, since he just woke up to go on a trip. So Mela, we're not afraid he's going to fall asleep, and therefore he's allowed to wear his tefillin, he just doesn't make the bracha until later. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis points out that you're even allowed to have kavana l'shem mitzvah, and obviously when it comes to tefillin, we've already said that kavana l'shem mitzvah is more than that. It's kavana l'shem to mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin l'man yeh toras Hashem b'ficha. And the reason is because we paskin that you really are yotzei the mitzvah when you wear your tefillin at night. It's just we don't wear the tefillin at night because of the chashash. Now, he says further, even if he had an opportunity to put them away and he could keep them with him, it's still mutter to wear them, since we're not afraid in this case he's going to fall asleep. So we're not just talking about a case where the guy has nowhere to put them. And yet, we still say it's mutter. Now, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Mishnah Berurah just adds that if you really shouldn't make the bracha before the zman, even though, as we said, you are yotzei the mitzvah, but the chachamim didn't want you to go ahead and make the bracha at a time where they don't like it that you're wearing tefillin. But if you did go ahead and make the bracha, Rabbi Kiva Eger paskins that you are yotzei the bracha and you don't have to make another bracha once the zman tefillin comes along. You look in the Bir Halachi as a discussion, maybe not to paskin that way, but lamaisa, this seems to be the Iker Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. And then he says in Siv Katan Yud Dalid that if a person is traveling in a coach, if a person is traveling in those days in a wagon or sitting in the back of a horse-drawn carriage or something like that, nowadays would be riding a bus, riding a train, anything but driving his own car, then he has to be choshish that he's going to fall asleep, and therefore he really shouldn't put on the tefillin early, you know, before the zman, because it's the zman of sleeping, and it is quite possible for him to fall asleep. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal Kevan, just points out that there is a machlokes achronim about this. And he says, therefore, if you have a place to put them, maybe you should not rely on the mekilim that you're allowed to wear them anyway. But if you have nowhere else to put them, so you have the right to rely on the lestamen and the gra that they are mekilim. They say, even if you're sitting in the back of the car or the back of the bus, you're allowed to wear them because you already woke up for the day. We didn't assume the person's going to fall asleep. Siv Dalid, Haya ba baderech u'tfilin barosho. A person was going on a trip and he's wearing his tefillin. Shaka alav chama, and it became nighttime. Oh, shahaya yoshiv beis hamedrash u'tfilin barosho v'kidish alav ayom. Or he's sitting in the beis medrash erev Shabbos, and he's wearing his tefillin, and then he realizes it's Shabbos. So yaniach yado aleim at she'egil bais. Both cases, what you should do is you don't have to take them off. You should cover them with your hand and try to get home as soon as possible. But if you have a place, not your house, but any place where you could put them, that they would be safe to be placed in such an area close to where you are, you should remove them and put them in such a place. What's going on here exactly? Mishnah Berurah says the first case where the guy's going by derech and it becomes nighttime, we're talking about during the week. Let's say he's going around on a random Monday night and he's allowed to put them on, he's allowed to cover them and walk home. says because if he was going to take them off and carry them, he didn't really have a good place to put them, and therefore he's afraid they might fall off while he's traveling. Therefore, you're allowed to walk around with them on and just cover them with your hand. And even though, Lemaisa, we said, what's the big deal? You're allowed to wear them anyway. We said in Sif Beis that you're allowed to continue wearing them, Kulzman, that you're not going to sleep. So he says this is a little bit different because this is a case where we're afraid that you're going to pass people on the street and they're not going to understand what's going on here. They're just going to think, oh, you're supposed to wear tefillin at night. That guy's a frum guy. He wears tefillin at night. So I should also wear tefillin at night, and that'll be a mistake.